This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The speech today on Mideast relations. Joining us now, Ed Klein, the author of Guilty as Sin. Ed, a lot going on now, certainly, and we're going to get to exactly how it appears President Obama doesn't really want to leave the stage. And part of that, though, that's big picture, but specifically this anti-Israel UN resolution, yes, where the administration just abstained. It was basically Barack Obama again voting present.
Yes. Well, I think he had this in mind for a long time. His relationship with Bibi Netanyahu has been so bitter. And I think this is his last shot at Netanyahu. And also, of course, trying to box in Donald Trump as he comes into office.
So that's the timing of it. You think if Hillary, they were assuming a Hillary Clinton presidency, it maybe would have unfolded otherwise. Now they're getting everything done that they can at the end, yeah, which is where they really were to begin with.
Yeah, I think if Hillary had won, I think they would have voted and vetoed this resolution and allowed Hillary to carry on
to tee it up for her. That's like, right. Let's give her a chance at Mideast peace.
Exactly. Now they don't want Trump to get his shot in, and this is an there's a lot of bitterness between Obama and Netanyahu. I mean, Netanyahu came here, talked in front of Congress, and tried to undermine the Iran deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going on for a long time, and I think we're seeing the culmination right now.
You think the White House was surprised, though, by the backlash? Because you say it appears that they were planning this for a long time. This is their last shot at Netanyahu. And they thought maybe we're heading out the door, the president's in Hawaii, nobody's really going to notice.
Right.
People have noticed, and people are speaking out, including Democrats.
Absolutely. And if you look at Mr. Rhodes, the deputy national security advisor, who, by the way, was the guy who set up the Benghazi, it was really a video that caused
the narrative.
I mean, they didn't expect this kind of backlash.
He also set up the narrative on the Iran deal.
That's right.
Really interesting. It seems.
Author of the book Guilty as Sin, who's been on with us many times, it is astounding. I mean, how could they think they not get a backlash on this, Scott? That they were just going to, not veto, just drop the ball and just take a step back and let our number one ally on the planet be exposed like this. I mean, and the ramifications of this are quite extreme. I mean, they can run the whole gamut here. Now, this gives the Palestinians place. It gives them standing. It takes away any kind of negotiation of land for peace because at this point, according to the international community, by this vote, Israel has no land anymore. So they've in essence, they took away their bargaining chip,
Here's your issue. Israel has never been against the two-party or the two-state solution. They've never been adamantly against that. They've said that, we will accept that. Here's the problem, is that Palestine has said, we can do a two-part state thing, but no Jews can be in our...
That's right. Exactly. Well, and that's, you see, that's the deal. Go ahead.
But that's genocide.
Yeah.
They're asking for genocide.
Well, yeah. And meanwhile, negotiate with me. What is there to negotiate? How I'm going to die? that's negotiating. That's not what it is. And, of course, all this stuff was set into motion years ago. Let's go back to Arafat. Arafat said anybody that would give anything to the Jews was the worst of infidels, that they, their family members, everybody should be annihilated that would participate in any kind of compromise with Israel.
How do you negotiate with somebody that says you can't exist?
Well, yeah. Well, that's what we were talking with Jonathan Feldstein, right? Said the same thing. I mean, everybody knows that that's untenable. And here it is. The United States, I think, has done more to harm the peace process in doing this, without a doubt. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that free Hillsong United DVD that we're giving away, this movie is going to blow you away. Absolutely. It is titled Let Hope Rise. For those of you who've seen it on the big screen and you want to even see it at home, here's your chance to get it absolutely free. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's the email address. Tell me you want to be in the running. Include your address so we know where to send it, okay? And good luck to you. Hillsongs United, Let Hope Rise, the movie. With our compliments, Happy New Year to you. Charles Halbaum is with us. He's the director of Tripscott Law Firm out of Pennsylvania and chair of the Bankruptcy and Creditors Rights Department. It focuses his practice on bankruptcy and creditors' rights issues, complex business litigation, uniform commercial code transactions, all that small print kind of stuff that we need experts that know how to deal with that small print kind of stuff. Chuck, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
My pleasure. Thank you very much. One correction. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale. Okay. So they lied to me by saying you were in PA, right?
I spend a lot of time there, but thank goodness I live in Fort Lauderdale.
I understand. I'm just above you in just above West Palm Beach. So I'm appreciating the weather with you right now. So compared to parts of the middle, you know, Scott, we got Scott in Minnesota right now freezing his tutu off. Did anybody ever figure out what a tutu is? I guess when you freeze it off, I don't know, but that's a whole nother conversation. I don't want to get off track here, Chuck. So let's talk about whether or not the Grinch stole Christmas for retailers and casual dining restaurants this year, because there was a projection that may occur.
Well, what we've seen so far in 2016, we've had a huge surge in both retail bankruptcy filings and casual dining filings. Mm-hmm. Actually, more than we saw during the recession in 2008 to 2011 or wherever it ended. Mm-hmm. And the prognosis is that it may be just the tip of the iceberg for retailers and casual dining establishments.
Now, are they just, they've just gone too far? I mean, even with the optimism of a Trump administration, some of the canceling of these burdensome regulations, including Obamacare, there's just not enough window for some of these retailers to survive, huh?
Well, I think it's several things. One, your point is exactly right. Secondly, we've got to say the internet for the non-brick-and-mortar stores like Amazon, which supposedly had $1 billion of sales on Amazon Prime during the holiday season. But there are several other factors that really haven't been considered. One is that shoppers at shopping malls want to be entertained now. They just don't want to walk through. Mm-hmm. And the malls that don't rehab themselves to put in ice skating rinks or better dining or have concerts or something like that are losing customers that want to have entertainment. Mm-hmm. The other thing is there's been a proliferation of malls under what I call the field of dreams theory, which was if you build it, they'll come.
Right.
And you have five athletic shoe stores in each one, which are just competing with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, what you have, at least with malls, is that a lot of the neighborhoods from the malls 10, 20, 25 years ago have demographically changed. And the retailers that are there don't fit the demographics of where the malls are. The other thing is, despite all the hype about the economy, which is really based upon both unemployment and the stock market, consumers are spending less. What we've seen, I think one of the greatest statistics that's shown that, is the Walmart shopper has changed. And the traditional Walmart shoppers are now going to dollar stores, which is the only growth area in retail.
Mm-hmm.
And the former, say, Target shoppers are going to Walmart. So we have that shift. And putting all that together, and when it comes to casual dining, people are saving money. They are, mm-hmm. they're being very picky. And on the casual dining, if you watch all the advertisements, everything is value meals, meals for under $20.
Exactly.
For this.
Yeah, the $5 meals and that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
And so the profit margins, and if you recall from the last 3 weeks, we were barraged with internet ads and TV ads about deep discounting for every class of retailer.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have had the volume, but what it's showing is they're not getting the profit.
Well, Chuck, I want to go back and revisit the mall scenario. One of the things that you didn't mention and that was reported here in the last couple of days is, you know, you get a lot of people in a mall, and some of them don't want to get along, and they're contentious, and they're fighting. And, I mean, there was, you know, suggestions that, you know, somebody had a gun in one mall, and, you know, you get crazy stuff like that going on. That's only reinforcing why people may want to do their shopping on the internet as opposed to go to these areas that, you know, where you got to deal with this kind of contention.
Well, and that's very true. And I think it's really a symptom of, one, probably the boredom of a lot of teenagers. But secondly, the demographics of the mall have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place to hang out. And the disruptions on the day after Christmas and yesterday are just symbolic of the fact that if you've been to a lot of malls other than the real high-end ones, you see the traditional shoppers aren't there, and it's a place for two groups of people, a lot of teenagers to hang out,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of very serious senior citizens who want a place to walk indoors.
Yeah, and the thing that's tough for these teenagers, I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot because this is where the jobs are at, and, you know, so many things are contributing to this pressure on a minimum wage, a lot of these companies going to robotics. I mean, I was reading the other day where, you know, a couple of these fast food places are introducing robots that can flip burgers.
Well, and that's true. And to follow up on what you said, just in the last 2 days, the Limited Stores, which is a chain all over the country, announced they're going to file for bankruptcy right after the first of the year
mm-hmm.
and close all their stores.
Wow.
So if you take that, plus the big names like Sports Authority, Golfsmith, Hancock Fabrics, Aeropostale, all of those that have closed all of those stores, everyone who worked there becomes unemployed. And these are people looking for a job in a shrinking market because the only thing they really know is retail. And it's putting downward pressure on salaries and throwing more people out of work.
Well, here it is, especially with the young kids. I mean, you've got double-digit type numbers of unemployment for these kids who, during, you know, the holidays would be able to take advantage of the Christmas break, make a couple of extra bucks during the holiday season. And those jobs with all these filings, these bankruptcy filings, those things are going away. What are these kids going to be left with?
Well, and that's it. And even with the shrinking, in the last month, on a national basis, besides Sweet Tomatoes, which was a very big chain,
yes,
and Logan's Roadhouse, both filing Chapter 11 and closing some stores, you have franchisees of McDonald's and Burger King that had 18, 20 franchise locations that have filed bankruptcy. And those never used to file. They were gold mines.
Exactly.
And so we're losing jobs, and there's the downward pressure on wages. respect unless there's minimum wage, because the employers can name their price if people want to work.
Well, we've got more from Charles Tanelbaum on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's been a good season for Star Wars, has it not? Although sad news the other day with the passing of Carrie Fisher. Bill Martinez back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking about the brutal beating some of these retailers have taken and gotten hit with over the holiday. It's a battle between brick and mortar and internet, and here to tell us more about it is Charles Tattelbaum, is the director of Tripscott Law Firm, and he has been keeping his pulse on checking the pulse of these retailers. You've got some of those that file for bankruptcy, reorganization, or liquidation altogether. We're Backwoods Retail, Nasty Gal, Pacific Sportswear, Aeropostale, Direct Buy, Sports Authority, Vestas Retail Group, Golfsmith, Movie Stop, Hancock Fabrics, Total Hockey, to name a few. And then you got bankruptcy filings of significant franchisees of McDonald's, Burger King, Long John Silver's, as well as parent entities of Sweet Tomatoes and Logan Roadhouse. It is it's been rather brutal in this third and fourth quarter of 2016, Chuck. So what do you see for 2017? I mean, with all this bad news behind us.
Well, I think we're going to see that Sears will probably file Chapter 11.
Wow, Sears.
Affiliated company, Kmart, may have to do so as well. Sears had a third quarter loss that was 7.4% over the store sales were 7.4% down from the prior year. And for the last year and a half, the owner of Sears, a fellow named Lampert, has put in hundreds of millions of dollars to prop it up, and he's unable to do anything. And I think he's going to see after the holiday selling season that the real estate is worth more than the stores, and we're going to see that in a Chapter 11 and with Kmart in its second Chapter 11 because they're tied together. I think that's going to be a significant filing.
Well, the threat has been from year to year regarding Sears is, hey, why don't we get back into the catalog business where they began, right?
That's right. But what's going to happen with Sears is a lot of Sears stores are older, and they are the anchors in older malls that are struggling to start with. And if Sears closes stores in older malls, that's going to affect the other retailers in the mall that don't get the traffic. And then it really affects the mall operators because the mall operators lose tenants. And what is another interesting demographic in all of this, and I think we're going to see a lot of malls in trouble,
yes,
is 5 years ago in 2012, at the height of the recession, interest rate was the lowest it was in years. So the mall operators and owners refinanced their malls at lower interest rate. Most of those loans are five-year term loans. There is $7.4 billion of those loans $74 billion of those loans coming due in 2017. Well, if these malls have less occupancy and lower rents and everything else, the operators are going to be required to put more money in to get refinancing of the loans, which they probably don't have, and it'll be higher interest rates. And I think we're going to see a lot of malls just shut down because they just can't continue to operate and service the debt.
Well, what are the implications in some of these markets that have not been all that user-friendly? You've got government regulations on the federal level, but you also have state regulations that have been mounting up. I left California here 4 years ago because it was just a growing mess in that one-party state. They continue to chase business out. The governor insists that they have created more jobs than ever. And I said, well, not net. you've chased away more jobs than you're claiming you've created more jobs. But the jobs that are created are these lower level fast food kind of jobs. But when you've got fast food restaurants at risk, all these other things impacting employment in that state, I mean, there's not going to be anybody left to turn the lights off.
Well, and that's the problem. And I think what we're going to see in 2017 is a major shakeout in the retail area, the malls, and in the casual dining. There is like this giant virus that's infecting them all. And the ones that are strong enough to survive are going to, and the ones that aren't are not going to be able because, as you know, the Fed raised interest, but it was only a half a point.
Right.
But they're going to continue to raise interest. And that's putting even greater pressure on all of these businesses.
Well, Chuck, previously when I've seen this happen, the ones that succeed are the ones that are much more what you would call customer-centric. And I think that's still going to be in play, is that those entities that are customer centered, that are very sensitive to you know, their customers, they'll be able to weather the storm. The ones that have not been, you know, taking care of the customers as well, they're going to get flushed out pretty quick, aren't they?
Well, you're exactly right. One of the statistics, another statistic that we've seen is there's a trend back to the small former neighborhood shopping centers that have sprung up with people are willing to pay a little higher prices to get service and they want the friendly merchant. They don't want to walk into a Home Depot or a Lowe's where they can't find anyone, and they do find someone, they don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And so I think that what you said is exactly another factor.
Well, you know, John Naismith in his book Megatrends years ago talked about as technology would increase, there was going to be an increasing need for touch. He called it high tech, high touch. And those businesses that understand that and have branded their companies accordingly, they're doing fairly well. They're responding, you know, to the marketplace, because what's happening and what I'm hearing in my connections with businesses and with consumers is that they're increasingly frustrated when they even make a simple phone call and they get lost in this machination of automated answering services. And it's just so frustrating for them, and that businesses continue to turn people off because, you know, they find themselves chasing the almighty dollar and a profit margin. And they're giving up things that I think are the muscle of the organization without even realizing just how critical the human touch is, especially in this current environment.
Exactly right. And I think those in all of these sectors we've been talking about that have been blind to the fact that they need to adapt to geographic changes, ethnic changes, and just every change that needs to be, and thinking they can stay static, are the ones that are going to really suffer.
And they're going to need capital in order to survive here, Chuck. And when we see what's happening with the banks and, you know, what's going on with the Fed, I mean, the Fed basically put a lot of money into the stock market, has buttressed that up. We've got inflation dollars on the horizon that we're going to have to manage. Somebody's going to have to pay for all that money that's been printed up. And how do we do this? I mean, is there enough business? Is there enough GDP? Is there enough hope within this coming, you know, administration that we can be able to take that on? And, oh, yes, and let's not forget $20 trillion in debt.
Well, let's assume there is. The other problem is there are such regulations on the banks now with respect to lending that the small to medium business that needs to borrow money for a legitimate reason can't, because it would violate any one of a myriad of restrictions on the borrowing. And that is another real pressure point.
Well, and this is a killer, Chuck, because as we know, small business is the backbone. That is the engine. So something's got to change fairly quick here, you know, probably as fast, if not faster, than Obamacare. What do you think?
I think so. And whatever side of the political spectrum you're on, I think everyone in the industry knows that there was such a reaction to the recession and some of the horrors of the recession that the pendulum swung way too far, and it is just so overly restricted now that it's stifling the growth.
Well, I'll tell you, it definitely starts with an attitude, and I would say there's more hope these days in America than I've seen in a long time, and hopefully that hope you know, can be realized into something very positive for all concerned. Chuck Tattlebaum has been with us, the director of TripScott. Chuck, good stuff here. Thank you for keeping us informed as to what's going on and to forewarn us as to what is just around the bend going into 2017. Chuck Tattlebaum, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chuck.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing?
Bill Martinez live.
What are you doing?
Happy New Year's mood music here for you, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, we're listening. That's it. Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, do so, especially right now when you can qualify to win that Hillsong United, Let Hope Rise, the movie. It's a movie that's going to blow you away. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Cheryl Sachs is with us, a national speaker and best-selling author, co-founder and leader of the Bridge Builders International Leadership Network, along with her husband, Hal, written for such publications as, let me see here, make sure that I'm saying this correctly, such publications as Pray Magazine and Rick Warren's Pastor's Toolbox. Her teachings have been aired on TBN and God TV. Cheryl, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. It's a great morning, and I'm so excited to be with you today.
Well, Cheryl, we need to talk about something that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that's about prayer. If this country ever needed to be in prayer, it is right now coming off the brink of something that has been rather disastrous. You know, our faith has been under attack. Israel thrown under the bus here recently. We have a new president coming in, an outgoing president that is not going away silently. There is a lot vested here, not only in terms of praying for our family, which is what your book is all about, the prayer-saturated family, how to change the atmosphere in your home through prayer. If real change is going to happen, that's where it's going to start. It's going to start, as I've often said, you know, for people that have been crying out for a revival, I say, go be that revival of one. It starts with one, doesn't it?
That's very true, Bill. it's really interesting in our ministry, Bridge Builders, really our tagline is changing the spiritual atmosphere, transforming culture. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing a lot of prayer for the elections as well as on our southwest border. I'm here in Arizona. Mm. And we have found that through prayer, we can change the spiritual atmosphere in our homes, in our communities, in our states and nation. And I think most people don't realize what a powerful weapon prayer is. And therefore, we neglect the most powerful tool that we have to bring transformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, your point's well taken, because the fact is, if people realized just how powerful it is, they would do more, wouldn't they?
That's so true. And one of the things that we encourage people to do in their families, or whatever the situation might be, at home, at work, prayer walking their neighborhood, is to pray and declare God's word.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people think the Bible, they read it as a history book or wisdom for the day. Of course, it is both of those. But I think many people, we forget that God's word is alive. Mm-hmm. As Hebrews 4:12 tells us, that the word of God is alive and full of power.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray the word of God. We declare the word of God over our homes and over our nation, and see powerful results.
Well, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. When you are agreeing with the God of the universe, the God who created all this, who has a specific plan and purpose for everything he created. It wasn't by experiment or, you know, some sort of far-out theory. It was exactly designed, and we're out of order. And so what we're praying is that we would be in alignment with God's purpose and plan, down to our very neighborhoods, down to our very family members, and each one of his creations. And, boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to siding with somebody, wouldn't you much rather side with the creator of heaven and earth?
That is so true. And what we need to do, though, Bill, is to be intentional about that.
Mm-hmm.
In our very busy world that's so full of just chaos and busy schedules, if we're not intentional about praying together as a family, it just won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we might be believers and go to church and say we believe God's word and pray on the run, but when we become intentional about praying together as a family, we see powerful results. I mean, God's word promises us, if two agree as anything they ask, it will be done for them by our Father in heaven. And where two or three gather in my name, there am I in the midst. Now, that's the atmosphere changer, when the presence of God comes into our lives, our homes, our neighborhoods. That changes everything. And so we have found that in calling families to set aside time to pray together, even if it's just a few minutes, even if it's not every day, but once a week, we see powerful results. And I have some really powerful statistics to prove that, Bill,
mm-hmm.
if you'd like me to share.
Yeah, please, go ahead and break that down for us.
Well, I was reading about your show, how you really like people to have the facts and make decisions, and these are pretty powerful statistics. But there was a study done by the University of Virginia, and they found that couples that read the Bible and pray together enjoy stronger marital bonds, and they consider prayer to be the great reconciler.
Mm.
And one study showed that couples who pray for each other, the divorce rate is less than 1%. That means that couples that pray together have a 99% better chance of staying together. And we also,
that's in the face of a 50-50 shot,
yeah,
in the regular world, right? And
yeah,
even in the church today, for people that aren't doing this. So these numbers,
that's
are
true,
quite astounding. Yes.
And then we found Family Life did a survey with thousands of Christian couples, and they rated couples like a stoplight. If they were green, healthy, yellow, in danger, or red, really high risk.
Yeah. Really in danger.
Yeah, really in danger. And they found that couples that said they were healthy, highly connected, 68% of those were ones that prayed together regularly. As contrasted with highly disconnected couples, 74% did not pray together at all with their families. And we also found with teenagers, we always hear parents say, oh, it's so hard to communicate with my teenager. They don't really want to communicate with us. But another survey listed in a book in Parent Privilege said that they interviewed Christian students, and 98% of them said they wanted to pray with their parents more than they do.
Wow.
And they also said they wished their parents would start a family devotion, read the Bible with them more, pray with them more. It was amazing what we discovered was in their hearts. And so families want to be connected in their hearts with each other and with God. And praying together is one way that we build intimacy with one another and with the Lord at the same time.
Well, I know God said this in this context, to go ahead and test him. And this was relevant to the tithing response and a call to obedience to tithing. But I think the implication is in all levels. God says, test me. Test me and see if I will not be faithful to these things. And this is, in a sense, it's almost like what Donald Trump told some Americans here recently. You know, what have you got to lose? Here you've been doing it your way. You're getting beat up. The culture is beating you up. And the world in which you live in, even though we're in the world, not of the world, supposedly. But we have to be intentional about that. Either God is yes and amen, and he's true and he's faithful, or it's all one big lie and we're just, kind of going through the motions here, aren't we, Cheryl?
That is so true, Bill. That is so true.
Well, your book, The Prayer-Saturated Family, How to Change the Atmosphere in Your Home Through Prayer, some powerful facts here that Cheryl just shared with us. And we've got more from Cheryl on the other side of the break. Cheryl Sachs on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
Bill Martinez live.
I know a lot of you are considering in starting the new year right is taking a look at your spiritual your spirituality and taking a spiritual assessment. And our guest Cheryl Sachs had said earlier about being intentional, and it's about getting real. And the Bible's real clear that we must approach God with all humility and truth, and this is what prayer starts to do. Because when you bow your head and you look outside of yourselves and you're looking at He who designed you, you realize that there is a boss of you. Don't you, Cheryl? A lot of people don't want to admit that, they're so quick. That was kind of the colloquial statement here in the last decade. Are you're not the boss of me? But we're finding out that we do have a boss, don't we?
That's so true. And prayer is really an acknowledgement that we can't do life on our own. Mm-hmm. Prayer is an acknowledgement that we need God to come in and help us. And many times we just get up and run along our way. And in fact, we're saying, God, I don't really need you. But when we take time and we get on our knees and we bow before Him, it says, there are things going on in my life that I can't handle, and I need you, God, to come in. And that's true in our families. It's true in our nation that we need to bow before the Lord and call upon Him. We've been praying a lot, 2 Chronicles 7:14, where the Lord says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we've been praying that a lot for America, but that word land could be your marriage. It mm-hmm. could be your family.
Right.
And so the same principles apply, that if we will humble ourselves and pray and turn from going the wrong way, that the Lord will forgive us and heal our land. And I believe that the Lord wants to heal the families of America. And the very fabric of our nation is the family. And when you think about it, it's from the families that we send out into the world the change agents of our nation.
Exactly.
You go into every sphere of influence, every mountain of society, whether it would be the religion sphere or media, arts, whether it be government, education, those who are going to lead tomorrow are right now in our homes today.
Exactly.
And so the way that we mold them, we're really molding the nation by being parents and molding our children. And it's interesting that I have a quote here from Dr. James Dobson, and he says, when the institution of family is weakened or undermined, the entire superstructure of the nation begins to wobble.
Right.
So we need to really be focusing on the family if we want to see our nation transformed. I mean, plus we all love our families, and the joy of life comes from when families are united and bonded and everyone's getting along. And when they're not, it's the first thing that just begins to unravel in our lives and brings distress and sadness and devastation, really.
Well, we know when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice, and righteousness represents all the right things, you know, as God told Cain. He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And, you know, I think you can look at where our country has been, where our families have been, what Dr. Dobson has said about families being that critical brick in the wall for the institutions, whether it is with our families and our communities and our culture. It's all been compromised, and it has been wobbling. And, you know, and I believe that those of faith are standing up and praying 2 Chronicles 7:14. And the reason they're doing, part of the reason, Cheryl, that I find that they're doing this is most amazing because, you know, you think about when that was written, you know, in about 3,000 years ago. I mean, God knew that his people, those who are called by his name, were going to need this. They were going to need this bit of encouragement to understand that, hey, look, when it's all to hell in a handbasket, not all is lost here. You still have a get out of jail card here if you will just listen up, right?
That's true. That's very true. And I wanted to say, Bill, that we there has never been before, but we are coronating January as National Family Prayer Month.
Oh, wow, good.
And it is a call to our nation for families to once again start to pray together. And this is so, praying together so molds the family. In fact, there was a research done asking young people what were the greatest influences in their life to live for Christ. And the two things they said was prayer and family. And that's why I wrote the book on the prayer-saturated family, because we can mold the next generation as our families are strong. And when we pray together, we build a bond with one another and with the Lord. And our children will not forget this. Then when they grow up, they will establish prayer in their family.
Exactly.
And with their children, and in that way, this is passed on generation to generation.
Well, when you look at the current condition of our country, and dare I say the world, that is in chaos, you know, if it's ever needed prayer and needed intention, it is for a time such as this, Cheryl, and I want people to know, just as you would share with them, is that as soon as you declare an intention on this, get ready, because you're going to get attacked, because the devil and the forces of evil do not want you to be intentional, because guess what? They're very well aware, the spirit of this age is very well aware of the power of prayer and the transformation that takes place that is antithetical to what evil would want to reign in this in our world today.
Well, that word intentional is great on the other side as well, because the moment that we declare our intention to pray together and invite God into our situation, the angels of heaven are released to come and to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And in my book, The Prayer Saturated Church, the last section of the book is a 31-day prayer guide to help families get started praying together in an intentional way. And January is a great time to get started, although you can do this at any time during the year. And these are creative ideas, scriptures, and prayers that will help your family pray together. Also in the book, we talk about obstacles you may be thinking, all the reasons this wouldn't work, and we try to go through, help you jump over all the hurdles of what might come up in your family so that you can be successful and victorious as a family in the coming year.
Well, remember, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. Whenever you make this kind of intention and you announce this to the family, you got to know you're going to get some pushback. But if you stay focused on what it is that you're trying to accomplish, what God has put on your heart, the fact that you're even hearing this message today, the fact that you'll even go out and purchase Cheryl's book and look into this deeper and maybe even bring some other families together so that you're all working on the same thing, so that you're reinforcing one another with the objective that you're trying to accomplish here in terms of building bridges in, you know, it's not just building bridges into the community. It's even building bridges. Sometimes we have to build bridges just within our own family complex,
That's
don't
right.
we?
That's right. Because there is so much hurt and division in families today. And we just hope that if we maybe go to church and just try to make our kids do the right thing, that everything's going to turn out all right. But we need to be intentional about inviting God into our home. And children want to know that God lives in their home. They want to feel the presence of God. And so there is such a sense of safety and security when families are praying and worshiping together and reading the Bible, inviting God into their home, just to take that time to do that. I mean, we found, and there's some statistics here, that families that pray together even just a few times a month, these were families in the study that were found to be strong, healthy, and connected families in this research. And those that rarely or never prayed together, they had twice as many danger signals in their marriage than those who did not.
Yeah.
And so we know that this works because the Word of God, first of all, tells us, but also it is backed up by statistics. And in my book, The Prayer Saturated Family, there are so many stories of families, just like those who are listening today, that have applied these principles and seen powerful results.
Well, get ready for 2017 to be a transformational year. Highly recommend. Get your hands on Cheryl Sachs's book, The Prayer Saturated Family. Cheryl, it's available at Amazon, all the usual places, correct?
All of the bookstores, everything online, easy to access for those who want to jumpstart a lifetime of family prayer.
Boy, I'll tell you, no need to be one of the typical statistics that are out there. The facts that Cheryl shared with us earlier ought to be greatly encouraging to you, that no matter what, you too can become a prayer-saturated family. Cheryl Sachs, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your ideas and your new book with us on Bill Martinez Live. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method.